You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Good morning, it is 10th July 2018 and we hope wherever you are, you aren't on the roads of eminent city of Mumbai or Chennai, where the cities are again on the verge of total collapse. Mumbai, more than Chennai. But don't blame the city, blame its people who have got the city to such heights of eminence that it is flooding with the spirit of Indian monsoon. But don't get your blood pressure up. Apparently, the threshold of the blood pressure in India is now lower than the threshold of eminent rot in the country. Indian doctors have advocated a revision in the values of blood pressure to 130/80 or lower from the current 140/90. And that is the new normal, just like garlanding, eminent lynching and riots accused is the new normal. And if you're wondering why the limited vocabulary and repeat of the word eminence, then let's hurry on to the day's edition of the editorial. First up is the Thai cave rescue. We've seen the video of one of the caves through which the boys and the divers need to crawl through, and not without its own set of difficulty. Trust us, you would all start following the story and praying for the evacuation of the boys, the coach and the diver. It is an extremely difficult challenge to rescue. Divers are preparing to resume the high-risk rescue operation to free the last five members of a group who became trapped in the vast cave system in northern Thailand last month. Eight boys have been brought out of the caves over the past 2 days. This is a careful, delicate operation fraught with its own risk. But this rescue plan, daring, dangerous and complicated, is working. It's delivering success against such difficult odds. But four of the boys and the football coach are underground for the 17th night. Today, we'll all hold our breath once more in the hope of seeing them emerge. And we pray that they do. And from praying, the reason why we've been praying eminence, it is definitely the word of the day, but if you're reading Times of India or any of the Mukesh Ambani-backed Reliance Group-owned or controlled media, then you may have missed out on the blessing of life granted to Jio by its ministers in the centre. Reliance Foundation, still on paper Jio Institute, has made the cut to be picked as one of the six higher educational institutes that will be rewarded with the Institute of Eminence tag, which for Jio at least does not mean that it will get government funding, but just autonomy and freedom from regulations. But it will not have hurdles like other institutes with desire, finance, land and plan, but not the political control, which is far more important than a funding which will be peanuts for an organization like Reliance. The issue isn't that the government-appointed committee sanctioned only in the 2017 August under the Modi government rewarded Reliance with eminence and found it suitable to give it a promise of the title, but that the university does not even exist yet. Not even on Google search, and we, like most of us, have never ever heard about this great, great university of the future. Jio has apparently got the promise of eminence under a section called Greenfield, where it won against fledgling university concepts or plans like that of Bharati Vedanta, and the one which we had actually heard of and had covered in our editorial, the Kriya University for Liberal Sciences, backed by Raghuram Rajan, Sajjan Jindal and Anand Mahindra. Now, this still-to-be-born university gives company to institutes like IIT's BITS Pilani and even Manipal, though we have our objections to that too, but at least in some form it has been around since 1953 and have sharpened and built themselves through decades. Soon, we just have to wait when, if not the country, at least a state will sell its rights to Jio and may be known as Jio Maharashtra or Jio Mumbai. Well, who knows? For now, Modi government has carved out a special lifeline for Mukesh Ambani's Jio by saying that it is going to be the youngest global top 100 universities, a category which is as bullshit as Reliance's education background. But maybe the reason for getting this title was that it has promised to offer a degree in the entire political science. And it's not like if you go to top universities of the world, you become the most amazing, compassionate and brilliant person there is. All our words are pointing at the Harvard-educated minister who has worked with great international companies like Omidyar Network, etc., Jayant Sinha. More than 50 formal civil servants have issued a public statement demanding the removal or resignation of Union Minister of State for Civil Aviation, Jayant Sinha, for his recent support for 8 men convicted in a lynching case. The minister is a BJP member of parliament from the Hazaribagh seat. Sinha felicitated 8 men who were convicted for the brutal lynching of cattle trader Alimuddin Ansari on 29th of June last year after they were released on bail last week. While the statement maintains that those convicted of the brutal lynching are entitled to the due process of law, including the bail, it was unseemly of the minister to felicitate the convicts as they were revolutionaries in a freedom struggle. It also states that his justification on social media, which came after public condemnation, does not hold water. Meanwhile, Harper lynching key accused are out of jail because of the cops diluting their case against them too. Maybe Jayant Sinha would like to garland them as well. Meanwhile, if it were the civil servants of India that were up in arms against Jayant Sinha garlanding act, the civil group in Telangana are slamming the Telangana government for banishing a well-known freelance Telugu film critic, Kathi Mahesh, from Hyderabad by Telangana police for 6 months on charges of vitiating the city's atmosphere after he expressed controversial comments on Ram, Sita and Ravan during a debate on TV9 news channel on a sedition case against R.R. Babu Goginneni, a rationalist, and later engaged in a war of words through the media with a Hindu seer, Pari Purnanand Saraswati, who was placed under house detention to prevent him from taking out a yatra against the critic. According to the Indian Express, Mahesh, a former Big Boss contestant, had earlier tried to defend himself by claiming that he was being victimized because he is a Dalit. And on to a quick round of international news where Brexit is becoming more chaotic. The UK's Foreign Secretary and Brexit poster boy Boris Johnson quit Theresa May's government yesterday. He and some other prominent Brexiteers in May's cabinet couldn't abide by her proposal for a soft Brexit from the European Union, which they decry as a Brexit in name only. Boris Johnson warned last night that the Brexit dream is dying and accused Theresa May of raising the white flag to Brussels as he joined the rebellion against her. We're talking about rebellion. Iranian women are dancing in public and posting videos of themselves online to protest the arrest of the teenage Instagram star. With hashtags that translate as hashtag dance to freedom and hashtag dancing isn't a crime, Iranian women, many also without the mandatory hijab, have started posting their own videos in support of Mehdi Hojabri, a 17-year-old girl who posted more than 300 videos on Instagram of her dancing to Iranian and Western songs in her house without the mandatory hijab. And on to our last news, Ethiopia and Eritrea have been in a state of no war, no peace since 2000 when a peace deal ended a war in which tens of thousands of people were killed. That is until yesterday when the two leaders of Ethiopia and Eritrea met at the capital of Eritrea, Asmara, and signed a declaration saying that the state of war between the two countries is over. And so is our editorial for the day. Be safe, stay dry and enjoy the first of the semi-finals of the World Cup. Until tomorrow, goodbye from TakePart.in.